There's a form on the website?
Yes, I actually saw it on LinkedIn. Okay. And I checked it out and I bookmarked it. And eventually I actually did sign up. What made me want to sign up for is that I'm in an emerging leader program at Say Yes Buffalo. And in that program, we have a senior leader who we meet with monthly for mentoring. But our program is ending soon. So I knew I wanted to continue with a mentor because I really liked the accountability. I loved how I grew as a professional as a result. So a few months back, I signed up for Women Who Lead, and it was pretty straightforward. The application process was about maybe 10, 15 minutes, and then like within 30 days, I was able to get matched.
And how about for you?
They sent just a general call to leaders that had participated through Leadership Buffalo and said, was anyone interested in participating in this? I filled out a short questionnaire about what I could contribute in a mentee-mentor relationship, and then they use that to kind of send us a list of potential mentees. And as I said, this one jumped right out at me because it was very specific and I felt it was right up my alley. So I was like, hey, I'll do it.
But it's a big responsibility also.
It is. We are now meeting monthly. And the cool thing is that as things are coming up in her professional career, we can meet about that monthly and we can talk about it. She'll tell me in advance, you know, this is emerging or this has just emerged in my career. And I would love to have the opportunity to talk about that or role play and discuss how I can work through that if it's an issue, or just tell me some of the benefits or the pitfalls in that construct.
And how do you decide how much you want to share with her?
Through my previous mentoring relationship, I was pretty upfront, pretty candid. So for me, if it's something that's bothering me or I have a ton of questions, to me, it's fair game to go, you know, to contact Janelle about it. So,
and what outcomes did you expect?
That's a good question. I don't know. I guess I expect to hear about her experience and possibly walk through some different scenarios or ways that I can go about accomplishing whatever I'm looking to do, or different ways, you know, just a couple of solutions to try out. And then to be able to provide some feedback about how it went.
In your initial meeting, did you like set up some goals that you wanted to achieve? Or I understand that the mentorships can be kind of casual. You can kind of set up the relationship, how meet how often or how little you think is necessary.
I think the first meeting we got to introduce ourselves to one another, and then we also used the opportunity to say, here's how we wanted to approach each meeting. So not necessarily coming up with a list of structured activities, but just kind of saying, all right, next month when we meet, I know this is coming up. I'd love to hear your take on this. Or, you know, next month, I know this is going to be happening and I'm going to be in the thick of this. Can we discuss that next month?
What have you learned from your mentor so far?
I've learned to be straightforward with people.
Sounds like you were that way before, though.
I'm more straightforward now. I'll definitely say that. I think I've grown in confidence as far as tackling the different scenarios that I encounter on a day-to-day basis at work. I don't question myself as much. I think that's the biggest takeaway so far.
And how about you? What have you learned from your mentee?
Oh, I've learned a lot. So it's been very interesting having these monthly conversations with her because, first of all, her work is very interesting. So I just love to hear more about what she's doing and what she's doing professionally, and also some things that she's doing as well that kind of augment her professional profile that are more personal in nature, but they're community-based, and how she's trying to serve and work with her community. So as she tells me about these things, I'm like, wow, that is so interesting. I love to hear about that. Tell me more. And so I'm learning about other ways that you can reach out and serve your community that may not necessarily be the traditional way of either serving through a board, but there are some other ways that you could serve and support your community. And I love hearing the ideas that she gives about that. As she's mentioned, I think we constantly discuss different ways of approaching different problems, and I'll give her a scenario that may have worked in my experience. But it's interesting to hear in hindsight how she was able to apply that to the situation. So I can get feedback from her, and she'll say, well, when I went through it, this is what I did. And so I think that's been valuable as well.
So you think that you've both learned from each other?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.